Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated March 1, 2019. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sestile Tekel and is a podcast program created by Lord Baldrith and run by Asclepius and Style Tekel. The music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, exciting stuff. We have a new release. This is really good. We've got release number 63 now, and I delved into it a little bit last night. Didn't find out too many of the new features, but what I saw, I liked. The Crown Store and the Rewards section has been updated as promised, and yeah, it seems to be working. If you look on the top right-hand corner of your game screen, you will notice a couple of little icons. One of them looks like a treasure chest. That is your rewards box, and that's where everything goes that you've either purchased from the store, or live stream rewards, merits, potions, anything like that. That's where that goes. And from now on, whenever you purchase something or become eligible for something, or they finish knocking together one of these live stream rewards, it automatically goes in the box. And when you log on, or when it happens, you notice a tiny little green icon, circular shaped thing in the bottom corner of the treasure chest. You think, ooh, a little green light. I've got something new. Isn't that lovely? So you can open up your treasure chest and see what new goodies you've got. So that's good. And I also saw one on the Crown Store icon. I think they're highlighting some new stuff that they're selling. So, it's all good. It's all new. Hope you're having a great week in the game. I got out and about a little bit. I did manage to spend some experience points this week. It's distressing in a way how difficult they are to earn, because you have to get out and kill stuff and do stuff. If you go to upper tiers, it's fine, because you can get a million points pretty damn quickly. But you have to be around at the right time when groups are forming. So I've done that a number of times, and that is cool. The loot there's not really worth talking about, but the experience is. There are other places that you can go, and I've been wandering around Ravensmoor lately, because that's pretty good in the XP department and in the loot department. So it's all good, and accumulate a bundle of points, and then, yeah, right, turn on a skill. And I've been trying to elevate the basic ranged attack skill, and yeah, it's good. I'm seeing some results already, but once you get up to higher levels, boy, it's thirsty. So yeah, after about 7 levels, I turned it off, and okay, I'll go back and earn some more. And it makes my eyes water to think of how much XP I actually need to get to where I want to go. But I figure if you never start, you never get there. So out I go again. All right, well, as I said, we have a new update. It's number 321 this week. All about playing Release 63 and Envy Angel Livestream. There is pirate treasure decorations. Very nice, exciting stuff. And the first item up is playing Release 63 now. It launched, yes. As usual, lots of people downloading it and patching and logging in. Ta-da-ta-da. There is lots of new content, including the Envy Angel, which we will talk about shortly. They've got a special little section devoted to that. There are pronged weapons. Yeah, I think we're going to look pretty good carrying a pitchfork and a trident around. A few people have tried them already. I've seen some comments coming up on the forum. so that's all good. There are player dungeon encounters, pirate wearables, and new decorations. The crown shop has been polished, as I mentioned. There are prison-themed player dungeon rooms. I'm really getting left behind in all of this. I haven't even started to build a dungeon yet. I've got some blueprints in a chest at home, but I have no idea what to do with them. I've got a bad feeling that to do anything with them, I'm going to have about 10 or 20,000 granite. And that, of course, involves going mining, doesn't it? And, yeah, if I had another lifetime, apart from developing my character and working on other crafting things, yes, I would happily go mining. But it's just so many things you have time to do. So, unfortunately, my own personal little dungeon is on the back burner for the moment. I'll go and explore somebody else's, I think. That'll be more fun. We got Darkstar recurring rares, we got more bug fixes, and a whole lot more. As usual, they say check out the Release 63 instructions update, because stuff changes, doesn't it? Anytime they bring out a new release, there's lots of stuff that's new, there's lots of stuff that's different, and it sort of makes sense, you know. You read the manual before you start waving your hand and asking dumb questions and saying, but why doesn't this work, or why is this different? Yeah, because it's written in the book. Okay, fine. So, read the manual, read the instructions, and there's a couple of little links to them there. The player instructions, they've also got known issues. Yes, there are still some known issues. The game isn't perfect yet. Show me an MMO that is. But they're working on it. And it's getting more and more polished every month. So that's the good news. Right. Next item. Another live stream today. And of course, as usual, they run this in the wee hours of the morning for me, and so I'm fast asleep, but they've posted it up on YouTube already, I noticed, so I might be able to catch up with it and have a look. This was, of course, on March the 1st at 4 p.m. Central, another content-packed live stream. This week they're going to show off the Envy Angel. This is the latest seasonal boss monster. So don't expect her to be meek and mild and harmless. I don't think she's going to qualify for that description. I think she might be quite nasty. In fact, they're saying that she missed Valentine's Day, or Sequana's Day, as it's known in Novia, and she's not happy about it. Well, the Envy Angel is never quite happy about anything, really, except perhaps getting attention from her admirers. Now, the rumour has it that her bow is a powerful artifact. Now, that would be worth getting. Of course, if it's any guide, some of these bosses, they make your blood curdle just by looking at them. I mentioned a few broadcasts ago that I was foolish enough to go and have a look at the Spider Queen to see if I could make any impression on it. I did go with a few other people, just as well, who were much more qualified than I was, and I still ended up not making very much of an impression and dying a few times. These bosses are serious things. I mean, the Spider Queen had about 30,000 or so hit points and regenerated very quickly. So, serious stuff. Yeah, you can expect something fairly imposing, I think. But, hey, definitely worth checking out. Now, they say anybody who wants more information about her, well, you should find Hyun, the courier, in the Necropolis Barrens. So, there you go. Wander around the Necropolis Barrens, find this guy, and see what he says. People say he was supposed to be delivering love letters, but he was waylaid, as he tried to take a shortcut through the Envy Angel's home. He offers a quest to recover the letters for him. So maybe if you're able to do that, I don't know whether you can steal them out from under her or whether you have to kill her. But I think I'll have a go at that. My corpse shall return next week to deliver progress information. Right, in fact, he may ask avatars to perform a similar quest on a daily basis. So this might be a recurring thing. Awesome. Okay, now, this Thursday, it'll be the first time you can start earning Release 63 Dark Star stretch goals by making a purchase or participating in the rewards program. So, a whole new rewards program has kicked off because it's a new month, a new release. I did notice. Now, this is amazing. The last month, the total raised for the rewards actually got $225,000, which I think has to be an all-time record. Now, the previous month, yes, that was a very high total. It was also a six-week period. This month was a standard month and got to $125,000 raised. Now, there are two possibilities here. Either the community is getting really, really excited and on board and supportive of the game and Portalarium and Shroud of the Avatar and the stretch goal rewards, or more and more people are coming into the game and joining in the fun and excitement. I suspect it might be a little bit of both, and if more people are coming into the game, that is a wonderful thing. This is what it's all about. This is what we want. And we want this game to succeed. So more people coming in is almost a guarantee of success. And of course, more money raised in the cash shop, in the crown shop now. This keeps the wheels on, it keeps the game rolling, it keeps the development funded, and it ensures a better game for all of us. Now, I'm going to digress a little bit here. This is a bit of a segue, and I want to thank and pay tribute to all of the avatars who have contributed to this wonderful total and helped us to get to this point. And one in particular, I did notice a post in the forum this week saying that Winfield was now a Lord of the Isle, as well as being a Lord of the Manor. This is a serious commitment, and I think deserves a serious amount of kudos. Winfield is someone who has loved the Ultima games for a long time. He is a veteran of Ultima Online and established the community of Pax Lair there, I believe. And he's been around for a long, long time. And I think he's been thoroughly inoculated with the genre and with the concept of this type of game. So I can understand the enthusiasm. Because I'm loving the game myself, and I want to support it as much as I can. So I just wanted to give a special shout out to Winfield for his wonderful support, and also to encourage everybody to get on board and support this fabulous game. Now, of course, it must be said, to be totally honest, from time to time we do see and read reports of people who decide, for whatever reason, to leave the game. And some of them have been high profile players who have been very prominent in the community and have contributed very, very much and very, very extensively to the game. It is genuinely sad to see players like this leave, and sometimes we ask ourselves why. I don't know that there is any one answer to this. Now, certainly you can make a general statement that not everybody is going to like the same thing. I think with Shroud, they've been trying to make a game that will appeal to everybody, trying to be all things to all men, and maybe that sometimes doesn't work. I know the PvP Brigade have been discontented over a number of things for some time. I can't comment on that because I am personally not a PvP fan. I think mainly because I'm no good at it. And by the time I get good at it, somebody else is going to be so much better. And the few times I've tried combat with people, they've wiped the floor with me very quickly. Which, of course, is not wonderfully satisfying. So, although it's not for me, it is important and a vital part of gameplay for others. Now, I know they've tried to do things for PvP, they've tried to organise tournaments, they've tried to organise the Obsidian Trials. I can't comment on how successful or otherwise they were, but whether it's that, whether it's quests or lack of them, whether it's the finish or the polish of the game, there are always people who are dissatisfied and they move on to find other things. The only thing I'd suggest is, well, a couple of things. The game is still in a state of evolution and polish, and I personally feel very confident that if we stay the course and let the devs get on with the job and let the polishing continue and let the crafting process continue, we're going to have a fabulous game. I'm already loving it, but it's going to be even better. They do deviate a little bit occasionally. They make decisions that really, really don't please the community, and there's a bit of an outcry, but they do listen. And I think at the end, we're going to get something that most people are happy with. So that's just an encouragement to stick with it, and I think it's going to be a fabulous game. The other observation that I'd make, I don't know how true or how valid this is, but in any game you name, if you are a gamer that has an awful lot of time to spend, and you might spend 12 to 18 hours a day in a game, and you will explore everything, you've gone to every corner of the land, you've developed your character way above and beyond what anybody else can do. And in Shroud, although there's not an actual cap, there's a theoretical cap. I mean, by the time you get up around level 200 in anything, the XP requirements are just so insane, you can't go any further. If you've been there, done that, explored everything, got your character up to that high, the question then remains, well, what do you do? And I fear that some of the people who are leaving may have succumbed to this. I won't call it a disease, because it's not. It's just a phenomenon. You invest so much time and so much energy and so much concentration and so much emotional effort into a game that you eventually reach the point where it's topped out and you're burned out. And maybe that is why some people have felt the need to call it quits. Hopefully, they might feel refreshed after taking a break, and it would be good and it'd be wonderful if they could clear their head for a while and reflect, yeah, okay, it was a good game after all. And maybe when episode 2 comes online, there'll be more stuff to explore, there'll be more stuff to do, so we might see a few of them back. That'd be lovely. But the good news is a lot of new people are coming in, and that speaks well for the health and the longevity of the game. Okay, now trying to find my way back to what I was talking about. The rewards program, yes, it's all about Darkstar this month. And we have a selection of things which we will earn if they can raise enough money. Very nice. The first is a Darkstar wand, then a Darkstar throne. We already have a Darkstar throne, but apparently they're going to switch the colours around. That's very nice. A Darkstar one-handed sword, a Darkstar clock tower, which we already have, by the way, but the colours will be in reverse. A Darkstar coronated leather helm and Darkstar longbow. A Darkstar dungeon room with a clock, a trident with a two-handed axe, and black leather armour. So there you go. Those are all the potential rewards for this month. And of course, during the live stream, they would have been giving out rewards. Very nice. And prizes, I mean. Okay. So you just had to make any purchase in the store and or just hop into the game and type Happy Birthday Darkstar into the chat window. Very nice. Okay, a little ad in the news release for live streamers. Now, we've got a number of live streamers, people who stream the game and show all their friends how cool and how wonderful it is and how you can go and knock over these powerful mobs with two hits, and hopefully it inspires people and they say, yeah, okay, I'd love to be able to do that. You don't tell them that it takes about a year or so, but yes, you can do it. I'm actually getting to the stage where I can sometimes knock over an elite skeleton in two hits. So that's pretty cool. Okay. So, are you a live streamer and they offer an in-game streamer camera for being a veteran of the live streaming program? Not sure what the camera does. I hope somebody will be able to tell me. Right, next item. There are pirate treasure decorations. Awesome. Lovely picture of a peg leg guy looking out to sea at his ship. Very nice. And they say here, yar, there be pirates in release 63, me mateys. As mentioned in a recent weekly update, starting with release 63, we're introducing a range of pirate-themed items to the in-game crown shop. I know one or two people who are going to be all over that. Yes, I'm thinking of you, Boris. Perfect for excursions to scenes like Tenebrous Harbour, Penmore Island, and Blood Bay. So if you want to look like a pirate, here it is. Now, in addition to wearables, we've created 8 individual treasure decorations. There's small, medium, and large piles of gold. You cannot be a pirate without treasure. So this is just the thing you need, right? Now, these piles of gold, they are with and without miscellaneous treasure mixed in, plus 2 open chests of treasure. One's got gold coins only, and one with added treasure. That's nice. Now, this is from a forum post by Scotty Jones. And he says, hello all, I decided to make a post because it's been a while since I've done so, and because I just made some stuff that will soon be available as part of the whole set of pirate-themed stuff in our store. I present to you all my piles of treasure decorative objects. They do look rather lovely, actually. He says, I'm excited by them because of the way they look, and I'm so glad we got around to making these as player decorations. especially now that we have all those cool new dungeons to place them in. I think folks will love these. I've made 8 individual objects to sell, small, medium and large piles of gold, both with and without miscellaneous treasure mixed in, plus 2 open sets of treasure, 1 gold coins only and 1 without a treasure. Well, that's just what we've said. I also made them so you can push them together a bit, so the piles blend together in cool ways. Look, you can have fun all day just shoving your piles of treasure around your house or your basement. Fantastic. And it also allows you to sink ankle deep in the coins themselves. This is pirate heaven. This really is fantastic. Okay, a few gorgeous pictures here. Yeah, that is just nice. Okay, fantastic. All right, and he finishes off by saying, hope you find folks like these as much as I do. They should be available soon. Excellent. Well, soon has just become now. So hop into the Crown Store and get hold of them. All right. Now, next item. There's a Release 63 live stream featuring, guess what? Darkstar. All right. Now, this is next week's live stream. It's set for Friday, March the 8th. They're giving you a heads up ahead of time. All avatars from around the world are welcome to join us in the live stream activities, deep dives, answering questions, prizes, tracking stretch goals, ta-da-ta-da. This is all about celebrating Darkstar's birthday, which is on the 12th of March, I believe. So, of course, the theme for the stretch goals is Darkstar. And our usual deal, introductions at 3, player dungeon encounters at 3:30, at 4 o'clock there's a saltwater fishing contest, and 5 o'clock finishing off. Now you might have noticed that I briefly mentioned a fishing contest. They will be having a saltwater fishing contest in as part of the live stream. So, to participate in it, you go to the fishing expedition. Now, there are boats in Airy, Arderis, Kingsport, Mud, and Port Graff. You can catch a boat from any of those places. They'll take you to this tropical scene, which is completely dedicated to fishing. So you go to this special island, you start fishing at 4 p.m. The best, that is longest, trophy fish caught by 4:45 will win a prize. Now, note, when you catch a fish, it comes labelled with where you caught it and when. So, hey, you can't cheat, I'm sorry. The fish will be labelled, and the biggest fish gets cool prizes. And the prizes are, would you believe, for runners-up you get ornate fishing pavers, a third prize gets a ornate post and a rope water fence set, second prize gets a Viking village water home, and the first prize gets a player-owned town village water lot property deed. Very nice, that's worth having. Okay, and of course, yes, working towards the stretch goals. Right, now, next item. They are advertising, again, as they always do, the rewards program. Very worthwhile. I've seen more and more people running around the map with these special titles. And for $9 a month, you can support the game. The more people who do it, the better off the game is going to be, obviously. You're looking at a couple of cups of coffee a month, which is not too horrendous. And for this, you get a whole heap of rewards, including crowns, including automatic enrollment in all of the live stream rewards. You get die packs, you get obsidian potions. It's well worth it. So absolutely go for it. I encourage everybody to participate in this. Oh, and by the way, they are reminding us that some of the items that are currently available on the store will be expiring soon. If you want a Valentine's Day 2019 gift box or the cards, well, it's sort of after Valentine's Day now, isn't it? They'll be expiring on March the 8th. So if for any reason you still want one, you need to jump into the store and get it quickly. Okay, now, next item, Dark Star recurring items. As we mentioned, it is the Regent Dark Star's birthday on March the 12th. In honour of his birthday, the recurring rare Dark Star items are in the Crown Shop for a limited time. They'll only be available this year until May the 3rd. And then you have to wait for another full year before they become available again. So don't panic, they will be coming back. But if you want one, well, hey, hop in and get it before the 3rd of May. And they've got some lovely screenshots here of these particular items. You can get a fur-collared cloak, which does look rather magnificent, with the Chaos symbol on the back. You can get Lord British versus Dark Star battle banners, a Dark Star shield, and a Dark Star shield pattern pack, a Dark Star basement entrance eternal pattern. So instead of that boring old wooden slatted basement entrance, you can have something that looks pretty cool with the Chaos symbol on it. So there you go. They are available now, and they will be available until the 3rd of May. So pick one up if you would like to. Right, the next item. They are still advertising the Lord of the Isle Episode 2 bundles. And this is the one that Winfield took up. So I'd like to see a few more people do this. This is a fabulous opportunity to get a foot into Episode 2. Now, there are a huge bundle of rewards here. You get a Place Anywhere Castle lot deed. If you put it in a player-owned town, it's tax-free forever. If you put it anywhere else, it's tax-free for 1 year. And you can put it on water, as well as land. You get a title, a Lord of the Isle or Lady of the Isle. You get a unique home, which will be revealed later. They're probably still drawing it up. You get also a choice of any house available in the store, a castle basement, a castle wall set, a Lord of the Isle dungeon room, 1400 crowns. Now that might actually change. Remember, crowns have just gone from $1 to $1 to $100 to $1, so you might get, yeah, whatever it is, 140,000, I think. That's very quickly in my head. Just let's say lots of crowns. Okay, to be safe. You get 999 bank slots. You get 12 prosperity tools, 2 unique in-game items, which will be revealed later when they dream them up. You get early access to Episode 2, an Episode 1 box and map signed by the team. You get a 1 hour one-on-one with Chris for design discussion via video conference. Nice. If you have any thoughts or contributions to make to the game, that would be invaluable. You get a real silver ring, crafted personally by Lord British, numbered 1 to 8. There's an in-game version of that ring, and a tour of the Portalerium offices, and a fine dinner and drinks with Lord British, Darkstar, and Atos at a location to be decided, either in Austin or New York City. Now, unfortunately, the only thing they don't pay is the travel costs. So if you're coming from a long way away, yeah, that's going to be an expensive dinner. But they're only making 24 of them, and it looks as if a few have gone already. So, hey, if you've got a few thousand burning hole in your pocket, you really want to support this game, get into it and be a part of it. Right, and the next item is about last week's live stream. As they always do, they upload the live stream to YouTube for everybody like me who missed it, and there's a link to it in this week's newsletter, news release. And it was all about how encounters work. They made a tons of progress on the carnival stretch goals. Well, yes, you might say they made a ton of progress. As I mentioned, they got to 125,000. They got everything. Wow. All goals completed. And there were a few people in the forum who were really excited about that ballroom dungeon room. So if anybody has a dungeon, you can put a ballroom in it now. And that would be the perfect place to hold dance parties. That'd be fantastic. And there's a jester outfit. Just managed to snag that one. So, absolutely fantastic. And there is a link to the live stream there. There's a little note there. If you're looking at the link and you want to play last week's live stream, wondering why it's in three parts, the answer is because they did have some connectivity issues. So, okay, there's three parts to it instead of one. Alright, the next item, they're advertising again the rewards program, which I just talked about. So, yes, for $9 a month you can support the game and get all these cool rewards. So that's awesome, and everybody should get into that. The upcoming events calendar. We are listing everything here all the way through to August next year. This year, sorry. Wow. It is this year, yes. 2019. That will be release 69. So, dance parties, live streams, etc., etc., and all the way through to release 69, which is happening in August. Community events. We have some community events to report upon. This is awesome. And this is a R63 dance party with DJ Darkstar. And I got a feeling Darkstar likes taking part in these and spinning the discs for the dance parties. This is from a forum post by Elaine Dragonfire. It is the Release 63 DJ Darkstar's birthday, carnival and parade. It is live on Avatars Radio in Ordinus Mortis. Remember that town. Okay, so by royal warrant, the Release 63 and DJ Darkstar's birthday, parade, carnival, dance party on Avatars Radio. It's hosted by Minerva and Shimizu, otherwise known as Kashiva, in Ordinus Mortis. Now, this is the date. This is the important bit. You want to know when and where. Well, you know where. It's in Ordinus Mortis. You want to know when. It's on Monday, March the 4th. It's from 2 to 6 p.m. Central Time. So that's the, put that date in your diaries and be there. Says, special thanks to Cambria Stormland for all the help. All Novians are invited to join the parade. There will be floats. Nice. Or you can join as a dancer or a marcher. Organized groups must enter their floats by posting in this thread. The thread that this forum post was taken from. Confirmation of your entry will be given by Minerva. So this looks like it's going to be a real tribute and a homage to carnival, with a parade, with marching, with floats. People are going to be dressing up, I'm absolutely sure, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So if you are able to, if you can be connected at that particular time, if you want to join in, go for it. at Ordinus Mortis between 2 and 6 p.m. on Monday, March the 4th. Wonderful. Be in it. Okay. Now, the next event is something that I'm a bit excited about. New Britannia Theatre Troupe presents Daggers in the Dark. It's coming soon to Rift End on March the 2nd, 2019, at 8 p.m. New Britannian time. The New Britannia Theatre Troupe presents the next play written by Gabriel Nightshadow and performed by a number of voice actors across New Britannia. The music score is composed by Amber Rain. Daggers in the Dark. Don't trust anyone. You never know who might be holding the dagger in the dark. Now, this is something that we have been working on for quite some time. It takes a long time to get one of these plays up. Anybody who hasn't seen one of our plays, I can recommend it. You might be wondering, well, what's the deal about an in-game play? How do you do it? Do you just strut around on the stage? Well, no, not quite. It's a little bit more than that. Because, as you can imagine, if we are trying to present a story on stage, then yes, we can get people together. They can move their characters around on the stage, act out the story, and we have the facility in the game to place text into the chat box. Text appears above the character. Oh, the character's talking. This is fantastic. That's great. So we can get an idea of what's happening. This is a play. Right, but we like to go one step further. And we're trying to make it a totally immersive experience. And we have audio as well. Now, over the last several months, a lot of talented people have been recording their lines at home. And we have 13 actors involved in this production. So 13 lots of lines have come in, and all of this audio has been lovingly crafted by yours truly into a soundtrack with a musical backing. So come 8 p.m. tomorrow night, March the 2nd, that soundtrack is going to kick off on Avatars Radio. And if you tuned into Avatars Radio, either from the website or an Ether vibration amplifier or these headsets that you can wear or any other means, you will hear the soundtrack that we have developed for the play. In time with that soundtrack, we strut about on the stage, we move our characters, we display the text above the characters, so we're in time to the soundtrack. So you look and you listen, and it's just like going to a regular play in a theatre. We've been working on this for a long time. I think it's a fabulous play, and I would love everybody to come and experience it. If you're not there, you can still hear the soundtrack on Avatars Radio, which is fine. But it's not quite the same because, well, it's like listening to a television show when you're in the other room. You can sort of hear what's happening, but you can't see it, and it doesn't really make sense sometimes. So you need to be there to get the full experience. Now, the question is, where is it and how do you get there? Well, it's in Rift's End. Okay, you hopefully know where Rift's End is. You go north up the coast from Brittany and you'll come to Northwood, I believe. A little boat on the shore. Click on the boat, that will take you to Rift's End. So you arrive at the main dock and you're facing a bit of a hill, right? Walk up the hill, go straight ahead down the main road. It's a pretty wide main thoroughfare, about 3 or 4 buildings down, I think, from memory. On your left, there's a Keep property. There is a sign out the front. If you look at the sign, it says Sabra Rose Theatre. That's where you're going. So enter the property through the gate and the front door. It does take a while for the decorations to load. Trust me, you will need a few minutes. It's a very deco-intensive property, this one. So, yeah, okay, wait for the things to load. Make yourself a cup of coffee. And, yes, you will eventually get in. That's great. Go in the front door, straight down the carpet. There is a crypt directly ahead of you. Oh, interesting. Okay, enter the crypt. There's a basement entrance. Fine. Activate the basement entrance, and you're now in the basement of the keep. That's where the theatre is. It's an underground theatre, and you will be amazed at the size and grandeur of this place. So, I hope you're amazed by the performance. I hope we do it well. But there you go, that's where it is, and we'd love to see as many people as possible. Ah, yeah, tomorrow evening. Okay, March the 2nd at 8 p.m. New Britannian time. The doors should be open at 7:45. Okay, and we're not even charging admission. Aren't we wonderful? Okay, next item, the Merritts, which we generally talk about. Merritts, fabulous little app. Put it on your phone. It monitors the amount that you walk around. So you should always walk around a bit. It keeps you healthy. You can use these points to buy obsidian potions, which I do. They are fabulous. And they run a sweepstakes. The February sweepstakes. Well, it's March now, but okay. They'll probably change. But look, they're still advertising the February one, which is an obsidian tower town water home. Look, basically, get the Merritts app. It is brilliant. And have a look. Whatever sweepstakes they're running, they run a different one every month. It only costs you 2,500 points to enter it every day. And you could walk away with something pretty cool like this. So get into that. Right. The project to support is Mechanica, the Kickstarter. This is the last day of the Kickstarter. Right. So get into it if you want to do this. You can build the best factory to manufacture adorable vacuum robots in this unique strategy board game. It's the latest game from our friend Mary Flanagan, who featured our very own Lord British in her game Monarch. So what is it, you ask? Breathlessly. It's a unique engine building game where you race your opponents to create the best vacuum robot factory out of interlocking puzzle pieces. Yeah, okay. It features dynamic factories that are fun to build and run, 12 types of jigsaw piece shaped tiles that snap together, a rotating shop board, instant setup, you just open the box and play, the game stays in the tray, it's got an exciting one player mode, and it has beautiful illustrations and adorable robots by Anne-Sophie de Stur. Okay. Yeah, it looks like a fun game. I think it's for a niche audience. I know my sons like playing on the Xbox and on a computer shooter type games. Battlefront, they play, and the World War type combat games, which are so fast and they demand such quick reflexes. You're in the battlefield firing at people, firing your guns and pistols at people, throwing grenades, taking out tanks, taking out the enemy. Yeah, right. Don't know if they'd go for this. May not be quite their style of game. But it will be a game that will appeal to a certain audience, and good luck to them. If you like it, if it's your deal, then today is the last day of the Kickstarter, so get into it. Right, resources, players helping players. As always, we talk about this. Lots of new players coming into the game, which I did mention. It's wonderful to see. If you see a new player, always try to make them welcome, because some of them are probably lost and heads spinning and they're wondering what do they do next. Okay, players in the game can be very, very helpful. Just give them one hint or point them in a general direction and they'll be eternally grateful. I know people helped me when I was starting off and gee, it feels good. Okay, also there's the new player welcome forum, a link to it there, the player created resources forum, another link. They have a whole heap of stuff. If you don't know the answer to a question, point them to this. They've got heaps. And there's a community resources page for a complete listing of all things community. Okay, that's about the end of the news for the week, I believe. So, a bit of exciting stuff this week. A whole new release to play. A whole new boss monster to go and annoy. And I hope some of us survive her. It'll be interesting to see just how tough she is. And this bow that she drops, I would like one of those. If someone's feeling really, really incredibly generous, they could post it to me. Hint, hint. Don't think that's going to happen. But I will go and check it out. And as I said, my spirit will report back next week. Okay, so I'll finish up. The wonderful background music for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Tackle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting this newscast on Avatars Radio. Don't forget, Avatars Radio needs your support to keep the magic of this podcast, events and music going. Visit their page at avatarsradio.info and click on the Patreon link. This is Asclepius, signing off until next week with Echoes from the Caverns.